brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, Wispolitics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a look at some of the events in Wisconsin's largest city. J.R., I had a simple mission last week. I wanted to go to Milwaukee. I wanted to interview Milwaukee County Exec Chris Sabley, Sheriff David Clark, and Police Chief Ed Flynn. I went one for three. I'm still trying. I still hope to get interviews with Sheriff Clark and Ed Flynn. But I ask Abley three things. The impact of Medicaid cuts on Wisconsin's largest county. Would Sheriff Clark finish his term, which ends November of 18? Do I have that right?
Yep. And that's up for election and in January, but yes.
Oh, yes. And then there's a recall effort involving Milwaukee Mayor Barrett. Let's listen to Milwaukee County Exec Chris Abley on my three questions, my three subjects.
Cutting Medicaid would be devastating. The county, well, all counties as distinct from cities, we provide a lot of social services. We do aging and disability and mental health, and we serve a much larger number of people, and it's often the most vulnerable and the least among us. And when we get it right, we're empowering them. But one of the tools and resources we use is, among other things, Medicaid. And I look at some of the proposed cuts, and you know, I'm not really sure how we would absorb those without having to make some pretty significant cuts.
Sheriff Clark, do you expect him to finish his term?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, functionally, he hasn't viewed Milwaukee County Sheriff as sort of a full-time job in some time. He's not around, certainly in the building and often in the county, an awful lot. He hasn't been an active manager for a while. I mean, every year I've been here, his budget has deficited. He's got great people in his department. I know, I work with them, they're good folks. I've said for a while, I think the county deserves better. You know, regardless of somebody's politics or personality, if you ask to voters to put you in office, it is reasonable for them to hold you accountable for actually serving in that office. And that's a bar that I don't think he's met. Do I think he's going to come back? You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, the tone of some of his remarks publicly has been he kind of thinks he's bigger than Milwaukee. His recent, he seems like he's burned an awful lot of bridges. He's got these ongoing investigations into deaths at the jail. He's got the biggest deficit he's had this year. You know, I'm not really sure what the incentive would be for him, but I guess we'll see.
There's a recall movement involving Mayor Barrett.
I saw
that.
Do you
think he'll go anywhere?
I don't think so. I'm not really sure. Obviously it's not something I support, but it seems a bit more emblematic of a kind of sort of stunt politics that we're seeing more of. Independent of everything else, you know, our democracy has a pretty good system for getting people into office and getting people out of office. And I don't think recalls are necessarily per se a bad thing, but they're not a toy. And I don't think, you know, we demean them when we use them recklessly.
Just for the record, Sheriff Clark, Chief Flynn, we do hope to interview you to respond to the Milwaukee County Executive Abley. Okay, JR, first he said Milwaukee County is going to hurt if Medicaid funding is cut. Any observations there? And that's nothing, no big surprise.
No, that's a concern for all governments, even state government. What's this going to do to us when it comes down the pipe?
Right. And then he said that Chief Clark kind of thinks he's bigger than Milwaukee. Not been an active manager. We still don't know that the sheriff's. I referred to him as Chief. He's Sheriff Clark's. We still don't know the sheriff's future.
Last I checked, we're still waiting to see if he wants to finish the term or if some other opportunity presents itself that he would go out and take. One thing he said when he turned down the job in the Trump administration, he wanted to more aggressively advocate for the president. So not sure that's going to be yet.
Okay. And then finally, Mr. Abley doesn't think the recall petition started by African-American activists who need to round up 60,000 signatures within a few days is going to work against Mayor Barrett. Any thoughts on that?
We learned the Governor Walker, the attempt to recall Walker, that you have to have something malfeasance in office, something illegal. If it's about decisions that you've made, usually it doesn't work. Voters don't like that. Now, not to say they can't get the signatures, but in terms of actually recalling somebody, you have to have some reason beyond, I don't like decision A, B, and C.
Okay, and then finally, let's wrap it up this way. State Representative David Crowley of Milwaukee, who leads the delegation of Milwaukee Democrats in the Assembly and Senate, has introduced a bill. The Milwaukee Common Council would be able to hire and fire the police chief. This comes after 13 aldermen want a new police pursuit policy. $2.3 million paid to the son of Dontre Hamilton, killed by an officer in Red Arrow Park, and after $2.5 million was paid out to a woman raped by a police officer in 2010. Is there any reason for Republicans to schedule a hearing on this bill?
It's hard. Just in general, when you're a Democrat right now, getting a bill passed is difficult. So if he wants it passed, he needs GOP co-sponsors big time.
And also, I had another member of the Milwaukee, another Assembly Democrat, point out to me, I'm not joining this bill as a sponsor. So anyway, I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee for July 14th.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.